Australia is firming as the destination of choice for what are becoming known as climate change refugees. New research from the Australian National University has found that this country may not be as severely affected by a new ice age as countries in the Northern Hemisphere. The researchers used a new dating technique which measures the radioactive elements in some rocks. ANU paleoclimatologist Dr. Timothy Barroth is speaking with The World Today's Ashley Hall.
There are some fears that warming in the Northern Hemisphere, particularly around the Greenland ice sheet, might cause quite a bit of meltwater to come into the North Atlantic Ocean. And that might change the salinity of the water there and stop what's called the Great Conveyor Belt of the oceans forming deep water that releases an enormous amount of heat that keeps Europe out of an ice age, essentially. So if global warming does stop this circulation from occurring, then we could potentially have a new ice age in Europe.
And that's pretty much what happened about 12,900 years ago when the Earth experienced rapid cooling. Is that right?
Yes. There was a collapse of an ice sheet over North America which slowed this circulation down and caused a mini ice age for 1,500 years in Europe.
What sort of time frame are we looking at? How far away would this event likely be?
You begin to feel the effects almost immediately and certainly within a century.
You're now suggesting that Australia may be somewhat immune from this coming ice age. Why is that?
Yes, it was believed that this particular climatic event was global, that it affected all parts of the world. And certainly some research in New Zealand supported that. There was a paper several years ago on dating the Franz Josef Glacier had expanded in the South Island of New Zealand. And that certainly placed that ice expanse at about that time. However, we've now come along and used a different dating technique on that site and found that it actually occurs after the cooling event.
So what does that tell us?
In conjunction with looking at a deep sea core off the coast nearby, that it actually warmed during the period when it was cooling in the Northern Hemisphere. And that supports a theory called the bipolar seesaw, which has to do with where the heat goes on the planet when the conveyor belt is operating or not operating. So heat tends to accumulate in the Southern Hemisphere if the conveyor belt is not operating.
So Australia, New Zealand would be a particularly popular destination, one would assume.
I think it would become a number one tourist destination, probably. If this was to occur, there would be a large number of refugees from Europe seeking a warmer place to go.
To what extent does this give us a new understanding of what's happening in the context of global warming and climate change?
Global climate change is not always global in nature. That we get a lot of regionalization, and it depends on what's causing the climate change. Certainly on the scale of thousands of years, we see that the different parts of the planet can be affected to different degrees. So it's important to be able to discover these processes so that we can better plan for the future.
Now, we've been talking about events happening 1,400 years ago or as much as 12,900 years ago. Presumably, there was no human effect contributing to climate change at that time. What was driving those events in the absence of human interaction? And does it suggest that possibly human interaction is not going to be a significant participant in what happens next?
Certainly on the scale of tens of thousands of years, our climate is controlled by the way our planet orbits around the sun and where the sun hits us on the Earth. On the scale of thousands of years, superimposed on top of that is effects like we see with this with the conveyor belt, where we get heat being redistributed across the planet. But certainly on the scale of 100 years or 10 years, if we're putting so much CO2 into the atmosphere, that completely overrides these longer natural processes.
ANU paleoclimatologist Timothy Burrows speaking to Ashley Hall about research he's just had published in the journal Science.